For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. Psalm 11:7. My dear radio listeners, please understand that our failure to obey God, to be holy, places us in danger of eternal punishment. The truth is, we cannot obey him because we have neither the desire or the ability to do so. We are by nature rebellious towards God. The Bible calls our rebellion sin, and according to the scripture, everyone is guilty of sin. There is no man who does not sin. 1 Kings 8:46. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And we are incapable of changing our sinful condition of our own. No matter how good you consider yourself to be. Jeremiah 13:23 says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to do evil." Are you listening to this? That doesn't mean we're incapable of performing acts of human kindness. I see them occasionally by man. We might even be involved in various religious meetings or humanitarian activities in our areas. But we are utterly incapable of understanding, loving, or pleasing God on our own. For the Bible says, "There is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There's not even one." Romans 3:10 to 12. God's holiness and justice demands that all sin be punished by death. We are all going to be punished. The soul who sins will die. Ezekiel 18:4. The Bible teaches that all acts of sin are the result of sinful thinking and evil desires. That means that even your thoughts and your desires right now, while listening, are sinful in the eyes of God. That's why simply changing our patterns of behavior or our actions seen by others can't solve our sin problem or eliminate its consequences. We need to be changed inwardly so our thinking and desires are holy. And for this, Jesus is the only one who can forgive and transform us, thereby delivering us from the power and the penalty of sin. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. For the Lord is righteous, and he loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. Psalm 11:7. But the Lord of hosts will be exalted in judgment, and the holy God will show himself holy in righteousness. Isaiah 5, verse 16. God is a righteous judge and a God who has indignation every day. If a man does not repent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. That's Psalms chapter 7, beginning of verse 11 and 12. Are you listening to this? God is angry every day with mankind because they will not repent. As for many are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "A curse is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them." Galatians chapter 3 verse 10. Man believes that they have justice with fellow man in this earth. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 17:50. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? Genesis 18:25. Now God, while maintaining His holiness and justice, He tells us that God is love, and that in love, He has responded to our rescue. God is love. By this, the love of God is manifested in us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as appropriation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He will be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 through 26. He who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justifications. He is the salvation of mankind. He is our Lord of righteousness, and only He can save you and me. So how should we respond? Repent by recognizing and confessing that what God says about you and I is true. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge me. Psalm 51, 3 and 4. You see, true repentance is by recognizing your sinfulness and guilty by leading you to genuine sorrow, shame, and even hatred for what we have done. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I'm not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing that I hate. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? Sincerity of confession alone is not a definite evidence of genuine repentance. It must be accompanied by turning away from sin. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds and from my sight. Cease to do evil, says the Lord of hosts. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Matthew 3:10. Please understand, a true Christian is a new creation and will live a life that reflects God's radical work of recreation in his or her life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away, and behold, the new things have come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Our assurance is based upon self-examination in comparison to the Scripture, the Bible. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Are you following Jesus' footsteps? Are you keeping His commandments? Are you allowing the Scriptures to lead your life? Are you being convicted of your sin right now? Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, and unless indeed you fail the test? 2 Corinthians 13:5. All who reject Jesus as their Lord and Savior will one day face Him as their judge. God is now declaring to man that all everywhere should repent, because He has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Him from the dead. So don't reject Him now. Repent and be transformed to a new creature.